me about your background and how you got involved in audio branding.
My name is Adrian Porter, and I am the founder and CEO of FusionFlow Media, which is an audio branding and marketing consultancy. Well, I got involved in audio branding after many years in various marketing leadership positions for some top-tier brands, such as Citigroup, HBO, and most recently, Turner Broadcasting. And I also have a musical background as well. But while I was on the client side, I would see firsthand how there was more of a focus on visual identity and not enough energies and resources dedicated to a strategic approach in utilizing music and sound. So this really encouraged me to create a consultancy that would serve to elevate the virtues of music and sound and audio branding and really inspire marketers from across all industry to embrace sound as an essential asset for brand growth.
What are your thoughts on audio branding in general?
Well, I think that audio branding is a very innovative tool for companies that can be used to capture the true personality of a brand. And I believe what is at the root of this is music and sound, they have a direct pathway to one of the most important human elements of engagement, and that's emotion. You know, this is what separates audio branding from other disciplines. Its unique ability to convey certain intangible brand values and attributes that go beyond just function and price. It helps with brand recall because sound is very effective with triggering memory. And it can motivate consumer response. You know, again, I am such a huge fan and I'm very passionate about amplifying these benefits of audio branding from across the board.
How do you feel about the Audio Branding Congress? And what do you think people will take away from it?
Wow, well, I'm really looking forward to the Congress, especially since it's taking place in Oxford. You know, hats off to the Audio Branding Academy. They have done an awesome job in creating such a forum where we as a collective group of practitioners from across the globe, I mean, from Germany, from Brazil, Spain, the UK, obviously the States, you know, we can all come together and share ideas about our emerging field. And I'm very excited to be a participant on the final panel, which we will really dig deep into the relationship between audio branding and consumer research.
What are your predictions for the future of audio branding?
Well, I feel that the future of audio branding, it will continue to grow as a legitimate extension of brand strategy. The reason is I believe marketers will continue to search for multi-sensory opportunities to better connect with consumers. Strategies that will give them a distinct competitive edge, you know, especially in this marketplace, you know, it's becoming more crowded and budgets are becoming tighter. And also for the future, as I think ahead, one of the areas that I'm really focused on is the application of audio design with mobile devices. As brands are shifting more of their marketing dollars away from throwing a wide net with traditional media, they're looking toward these interactive platforms. Now, this is great because I believe this is one of the best opportunities for audio branding because, as we all know, smartphones and tablet computers, they are with us basically 24/7. But they're not only mobile, they're also sound enabled, which makes them very effective for audio identity and engagement initiatives.
What are you looking forward to talking about and sharing with us at the Congress?
Well, as a speaker on the panel, I'm really looking forward to the discussion, especially since it will focus on research and measurement, which I feel is the secret weapon to strategic audio branding. I believe this will be a fruitful and dynamic conversation as there are so many areas to tackle. For example, the overall benefits and even the challenges of consumer research relevant to audio branding. You know, really, you know, us understanding what consumers want, you know, how they respond to audio stimuli, or even anticipating how they can be influenced by sound in the future. One area of research that is a priority for me that will be great for discussion is the measurement and testing of audio branding success within the social media landscape. You know, what are the KPIs that help us further understand how sound influences consumer response and how they respond to brands within these social and digital platforms? You know, how should we monitor closely any organic chatter from people that reference music or sound related brand experiences? You know, I believe we as champions of this discipline should continue to be rigorous, data-driven, and forward-thinking, and proactively look to provide market intelligence to our clients. You know, that's why I strongly feel that it's important for leaders in this field to not only have the artistic skill sets, but also a solid foundation rooted in strategy and a real understanding of branding and marketing overall, because then we're able to speak the language of the client and also be in a better position to garner the attention of those who control the budget lines. I mean, the CMOs, the brand VPs, which at the end of the day, that's what pays our bills and will allow this discipline to thrive.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our sponsor, The Sound Agency.